more light?
No, the power's gone off again. They're not running the generator for some reason.
They can't get a generator. Oh. Thank you.
That's painful.
This completes the new style for the first candle.
Mm. What is the new style?
Well, the cover art has changed a little, so if you can read the title, then it fits in the series.
Mm. Mm.
And also, the captions are on one side, the pictures are on the other side.
This one is 5-1.
That is... This name is showing you.
The same one.
Same. Name is showing you.
A new success, I guess.
Anything is new.
Only in 1-2 and 1-3 we added some new pictures. Mm-hmm. But in 1-1 there were so many pictures.
Just what the book is photographs, no things.
And now each book also has its own index in the back. Mm-hmm. That was also a reason for reprinting the first canto.
This is?
Good picture.
Good picture.
Two.
This is the new artwork for 2-2 on the cover. Same idea. Each book now has captions on one side, pictures on the other. The standard new
second
typeface.
But two. Is this San Francisco?
This is the green gorgeous, I
think.
Huh? Nothing.
We printed 50,000 copies of the 1-1 and 20,000 copies of the 2-2.
Is it selling more?
First canto, we want to sell more because
it introduces it.
Yes.
Here's my name.
That's the new book. That painting was painted by Murlidar of Amrish at the Abhishek ceremony.
How many is that?
20,000.
9-2 will be printed this
year.
Same thing.
This is the same one, 9-1.
The back cover is painted by a Greek.
First, it will be scored. And for the image.
So, we can drop that. But we will not push for the bar, isn't it? I did not see this picture.
It is a new painting for Bhagavatam 1-2, first hand of part 2. Ricky painted it.
It is an American thing.
This is British.
This is British.
It's printed in England. How many copies?
100,000.
Yes. Competition.
He's trying.
Yes, it's definitely a competition as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
They don't try to do some stanza. They're calm, you see.
Yes. Jagan Bhavanti Pujyan. This man will find very beneficial. as blocks. This is the way of living. You perform yoga, there will be rain. And as soon as the ground is moist, you can produce anything, whatever you want. From the field, you can get all your necessities out of that. The first necessity is food grain. So food grain, you can eat. And the rejected grass portion, give to the cows. So both the animal and the man get sufficient food. And the cows will give you nice meat, and from meat you can get butter, ghee, sugar, so many nice sweetening. And there is ghee, and you put there, then the next kachori, puri, samosa, then sufficient food stuff. Nice, palatable, nutritious. First necessity is ahar. You get sufficient ahar. Then, next little cottage for shelter, just like the rent, now you can get. Ahar or and sex. You marry. And the whole problem is solved. And then rest time you save and advance. This is it. Why you create unnecessary necessities and become complicated and for yourself? But it is the good. Instead of giving protection to the cow, they are cutting the throat. Is that the reason? So this is the civilization of duskipping. Misty mongers. That is the massacre. And suffering. And Osuras have been created. And Krishna's business is to kill the Osuras. Pritrana sadhana vinashaya to this. This is materialness. Osuras have been created and the whole plan is to kill them. So, struggle for existence. They also they want to flee. Mahishasura is struggling with the way from Samaya, Dutta. He will be failure. But it says, Ahankara Vimudatma, Tattam, by false egotism, thinking, I shall conquer our nature. That is science. So called science. Asura. They are planning that we shall do without nature also. That is Mula. There is a chesa, no maya, cannot suffer. That's not one. But you are planning, do not want the control of nature. The nature is so strong as it is raining. Within 1 hour, they can dance with the whole world. Doesn't take time. If there is one cyclone and heavy rain, then you are put in danger. So long as it's mild, it is all right. And as soon as it becomes ferocious, it's finished. What will control you? When there is no rain, you cannot bring in them. And when there is heavy rain, you cannot stop it. And where is your country? The rascal is king like that, he has control. This is your rascal. You cannot control. So everything has its use, and how to use it properly. That is all this time in the world. That is the dead in instruction of Krishna. And ultimately surrender to him, that is Krishna. Otherwise, struggle for existence. Survival is fitted. Nature is fitted. He will die naturally. You are not fit to fight with this. That is also a temperament. That will never happen. So many asuras came. All my leaders are Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, Kamsa and others. In the recent years, there was Hitler, there was Churchill, Lenin, Gandhi, Kanta. A few days, they have gone without them. With the scientists, with the Osuras, with the leaders, what they could do. Tirhi Gunavai Bhavai, Pai Bhagavad Gita.
Deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible.
What is the question?
First word. The whole world is enchanted by the three modes of material nature. Those who are bewildered by these three modes cannot understand that transcendental to this material nature is the Supreme Lord, Krishna. In this material world, everyone is under the influence of these three gunas and is thus bewildered. By nature, living entities have particular types of body and particular types of psychic and biological activity accordingly. There are four classes of men functioning in the three modes of material nature. Those who are purely in the mode of goodness are called brahmins. Those who are purely in the mode of passion are called kshatriyas. Those who are in the mode of both passion and ignorance are called vaishyas. And those who are completely in ignorance are called sudras. And those who are less than that are animals or animal life. However, these designations are not permanent. I may either be a brahmin, kshatriya, vaishya, or whatever. In any case, this life is temporary. But although this life is temporary, and we do not know what we are going to be in the next life, still, by the spell of this illusory energy, we consider ourselves in the light of this bodily conception of life, and we thus think that we are American, Indian, Russian, or Brahmin, Hindu, Muslim, etc. And if we become entangled with the modes of material nature, then we forget the Supreme Personality of God, who is behind all these modes. So Lord Krishna says that men, deluded by these three modes of nature, do not understand that behind the material background is the Supreme Godhead. There are many different kinds of living entities, human beings, demigods, animals, etc., and each and every one of them is under the influence of material nature, and all of them have forgotten the transcendent personality of God. Those who are in the mode of passion and ignorance, and even those who are in the mode of goodness, cannot go beyond the impersonal Brahman conception of the Absolute Truth. They are bewildered before the Supreme Lord and His personal future, which possesses all beauty, opulence, knowledge, strength, fame, and renunciation. When even those who are in goodness cannot understand, what hope is there for those in passion and ignorance? Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all these three modes of material nature, and those who are truly established in Krishna consciousness are actually liberated.
How many bubbles is that something?
100,000.
100. This is the past?
Yes. Yeah.
Volume 1. Was there any difficulty for getting our presence?
I think one of the points that Jagdish Guru was making is that he found that some of the additions were especially orientated to American reading public. For example, there was an addition about bicentennial celebration. So that celebrates the American independence from Great Britain. But that is not a very popular matter.
Yes.
But actually, there are a number of articles occasionally which are more American oriented. He felt that was his strong point.
Other than cheaper.
Cheaper.
Especially 24 days at home.
So
it's written out.
Hey,
this is
very nice.
It's
very nice.
Hmm? It
doesn't have
the Srimad Bhagavatam.
That is not American. The next piece will be tonight.
Yeah.
Very exactly. So if you are out, I mean, there is some trouble.
No, no trouble, just in Argentina. The trouble is finished and we're out.
Hmm? And all is finished?
And we're out.
That is called Moran Baragal. To call a man by his name, the last word is, you die.
But it's not just us. The governments threw out the Pentecostals, the Jehovah's Witnesses, Children of God, Guru Maharaj's group, us. It's a very fascist government and very pro-Catholic. So between the Catholics. Now also we have heard that they have passed one law that nobody in the country is allowed to keep a beard. And the Jews, they all keep beards there because they're very Orthodox Jews. They all, part of their religion, they don't cut the hair. So now, no keeping beards. That's also even against the Jews. There are several million Jews. Government is very difficult to work with. We went to the ministry to ask them about this. They said they could not do nothing. The ministry already, some people there were talking, no, this government is very destructive. The next government will be more constructive. You try when the next government comes.
But this is the way they talk down there. They change governments very often.
There's also a lot of German influence there. Mm. And when the Nazis left Nazi Germany, they all went to Argentina.
So now, it becomes every day there are triple so many people. Every day there are the streets, every day there are streets.
Actually, though, we're learning something. We have to work with these kind of people more and more in different countries.
Yeah. So, this is any time. There is no lot of us.
I should have told that it's only been published quarterly.
Oh.
And we thought to publish just one section in 3 months, people would lose the track of me. That's why we're here. Because the British economy is so bad that you have to get a fairly inexpensive literature. So it's either participating 16 pages color and 8 pages Bhagavat, or 24 pages color. We couldn't do 24 pages color plus 8 pages Bhagavat. We thought because it was quarterly.
So we have printed one. Designer. So 100,000 it has said it is 3 months.
Other side many medium books. I'm selling many Isha Upanishads, and now we're printing all the Nectar of Instruction and Perfection of Yoga.
You have already all that part, didn't
you? We've already printed Isha Upanishads, and now we're preparing Nectar of Instruction and Perfection of Yoga.
In London, there are very big prints.
Yes, quite good prices. It's better than American prices. We're having our Swedish father, Pinta, also printed in England. Going to the test while we're here in Iceland.
Well, is that vegetable market? Very wholesome vegetable market. Yeah, I saw. That is very big.
London's a fantastic city for spreading the
impact. That's it? On the whole, they like it?
Yes, especially our Kirtan parties on Oxford Street. It's really good to see what they're doing. Sometimes we get 1,000 people there and our Kirtan parties. It's really good. That's just square.
What about that house?
The house we purchased now in that location.
Hmm?
We're fixing it up just now for using. We should be using it in about 2 months.
What is the name of that place?
Soho Square.
The same house as you showed me?
Yes.
So, you have taken money from my account? No.
No, it's not that. You didn't need to.
We can have restaurants.
Yeah. To be very successful. Restaurants in that, some of the restaurants in that area sell vegetarian restaurants. There's one that sells about 10,000 pounds a week food. So I've been able to get
that. So we have already started? No.
Not yet. It takes some time. We just got permission finally, the planning permission from the city, so the technical. But we just got that. And now we're starting to do refurbishing. A lot of things.
So, you said move from very place, yeah? No.
No. We want to build a very nice temple and cultural center in London. So there's the Indian community very anxious for that, actually. So they're spread out in Wembley, Southall, and different areas. And they have a few really lousy local temples. but they know that we're the only ones who can build a very nice place. So they're interested in helping us build a big place as close to the center of London as possible.
So you haven't got any place?
Huh? Right now we're looking for land. And I brought this Ranshaw adventure. There are Ranshaw, he's architect and artist. He's going to work hopefully with Carl, so I thank us also for helping do some preliminary drawings.
Now, this will get land.
Well, we thought something to have some drawings showing what
but
the
so far I know, it is very difficult to get vacant land.
Yes, depends on how close to the center you are. We'll probably have to get a piece of property that has an old warehouse or something on it. And the demolish it. There's no, it doesn't be vacant. A lot of the buildings are so old that no one wants to do
that. There are many old houses, I do not remember, but it has never for long, practically.
In many places. We hope to find a place like that, about 3/4 of an acre, half an acre to 3/4 of an acre, and build a building, taller building, with the temple and auditorium and museum and
like me.
Hotel rooms.
Like
not
me.
Quite as big as New York. But,
that house is better than that one, New York.
Maybe about half that size.
Hmm?
Maybe about half that size. But bigger, nicer temple and meeting hall. We can rent out the for weddings. The people are paying £500 a day for renting just one room, big room, and they can't get sufficient rooms in London. So they told us that they could book for 2 years in advance at £500 a day every weekend, Saturday, Sunday, for a wedding hall. And if we can arrange to do the wedding for them, then they'll pay us additional £500. There's so many meetings there.
Yeah,
a lot of school. They're coming to like our movement very much. No more complaints.
This last Sunday in New York, where she brought me, there were so many Indians, and there were thousands of Indians in that temple. It's very exciting just to see so many people come in.
This is a good chance of United here. Indian, American, Englishman, Frenchman, all mixed together.
In our Amsterdam temple, out of the, there's about 60 devotees from 17 different countries. 17 different nationalities represented in the temple. There's nowhere else.
No.
This
is the nucleus of United Nations, yes. We have us from Yom Sadbom. To understand everything belongs to Krishna. That is the basic principle of human. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Samastha Vesha Bhuta. And that state is that and equality.
So Prabhupada, the text on the back of this magazine here, the back advertising for the Gita is very nice wording. Referring to India.
This
headline. This book is sacred to 650 million.
650 million
Indians.
That's about the number of according to this book, that's the number of Hindus in the world. I hope that
because they're saying this is not religion, and we're saying, how you can say it's not religion when already 650 million people are following it?
Well, the practical example is that everywhere they're coming to the temple. in England there is our police.
Not really. There's none of this deprogramming or trouble like that. People are pretty peaceful. They have a pretty good reputation. The government doesn't oppose them.
They oppose our president.
I'm not the answer to that. I don't think they'll ever stop opposing. This year, when I went to the Rajasha, when we had the Rajasha, I saw that they're feeling so strong about it. I don't think they'll ever let us have a big part on that route. I wish they would, but I don't think they will. They told us that the only way to let us have a big part is if we change the route. So after that point, I wanted to discuss with you while I was here about it. But if we had the Rajasha in the Indian district, like Wembley, then we'd have a big part. Otherwise not. If as long as it's a small part, no one, people are not very attracted to the Rajasha.
Huh?
If it's a small part, there's nothing so exciting about the Rajasha that people will come for miles, at least English people, they won't come to see the small part. In San Francisco, these three huge parts make it so exciting and colorful that people come just to see the parts.
They're not a lot.
No, I don't think so. They're very, because it's a safety thing, they say. The street is such, and they won't stop the traffic, so the traffic is still going on.
Has there been any accident on the previous ones?
That argument won't work on the British rocks. There hasn't been any accident in the past, nor in the future. It's simply they don't want that big car.
Well,
in the quarter, they have. No, that's not so good. There may be other quarters where they do it, but
the product comes from the service.
We can make another Rajasha from Bhakti and the Banner to Wembley and other
places. As we were thinking, to have, if we kept the small cart, have Rajashas, one in London, one in around Birmingham area, a lot of Hindus in that area will come, one in the north, around Liverpool, Manchester area.
That's
it. We take Rajasha along via this bus program. Do publicity with the bus program, and then at the end of the month have a Rajasha somewhere in the city. Thinking, if we keep the small part, do each three Rajashas.
Now, this car is there.
It's okay.
So that he can move. That's
Can you do big ones in other places?
And maybe we have to investigate.
There's no place.
It depends. In the Hindu quarter, I don't think they'd stop us, but in other quarters, it was.
Hey, Watford area, there are many Hindus.
Two in Watford, mostly down by Wembley, which is not very far from Watford. Three stops from the two. I think they may let us do it in part, yeah. And in other cities, they may also. We just came this idea recently to do some other cities, because especially in the small Midlands, where there's Leicester and Coventry, many cities with many things there. And those people in those cities, some of the more pious than one of them, they're very. One of our life membership makers in the north made 24 members in 2 weeks. In the north, they're very active there. They're very anxious to have some interest by us. So. Anyway, at least we can hope we get our three smaller Rajashas this year in different places.
Simply, by Rajashas is an attract. Still we are going to that traffic as well.
Yes. I saw though.
Crowd is the same. No, didn't it?
Well, the crowd is in Trafalgar Square, mostly there already. That's the thing, because there's always people in Trafalgar Square. So, when I have to come, they stay and they expand. I got this information. But the number of people that are on the parade is not very great. And then it has an Indian piece. Because they keep it in one small lane, about as wide as this room. along this road, and then you have to have this small car. And the people are spread out for so long, a lot of Hindus come, but sometimes they're so far away from the car, it's hard to keep the trip on day and night. After being in San Francisco for so many years, around the Yaja, I felt I didn't feel so enthusiastic. That San Francisco, that's so elevated, so wonderful. That's why I was thinking that even to move it, not in the same way.
Do we use like a marching band? We used to march in now, a lot of people come. You know, like a parade, I think even the parade is stronger than
introducing that to us.
You want to introduce him on the
board you have discussed.
This war field painting is done very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that? Axel.
People find, I think, people have shown it to like it much better than this picture.
Mm.
More realistic, I think. Very classical.
This is a protest against Gandhi's non-violence. Who has non-violence? This is a protest against that idea.
This is not a non-violent issue.
I do not know how you want it. To draw non-violence, don't be sad. This is going on. This starting the real fact. Politics without violence is impossible. There is Bengali power, not civil to Gumtaka. His girl has come to the stage for dancing, and he's pulling her ears. She has to dance, really, and what is the use of it? Politics long run. There is no history. The British has to give them opportunity to continue their ruling.
He wasn't beyond political mess.
Huh?
Gandhi wasn't beyond political mess because politics means it has to work. It did not.
No, in partial study, he endeavored for upliftment of the South African Indians. That's how they were happy.
Durban.
So that was failure. The Indians have got any political state.
None.
So that 20 years failure. And here also, we started a non-violent. 30 years. In 1917, he came to Africa and did non-violent, non-populism. Actually, the Hitler's war in 1947 helped India to become Indian. The Hitler's operation is so was, I don't know. and he organized the soldiers, and then we said, no one can. Then they left. But for the moment, these are actually different things in politics.
You were working together?
Huh?
Yourself and Gandhi were together for some time?
In the beginning, I was 1920. I knew what, a young man. What is that?
Shaka. 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 Shaka